Hell yeah. It's working. We good? For me.
Are we good?
All right,
let's just do a quick round interview on who's all in this podcast today. First, I'll go up first. I'll start it. My name is Henry Willie. I'm the host of the Growing Samoan podcast, And next up, we have, go ahead, guys, whoever. Just say your name and.
All right, I'll go. What up, y'all? It's Law Fatui from the Focus on the Road podcast, aka O Skywalker. What up, y'all?
And we got Hines here from the FT podcast and the Keto Island Boys podcast. Rounding it out. Yeah. So
this is
we are
Poly Podcast.
Right, the Poly Podcasters.
This is the hashtag Poly Podcast crew. We just getting together to, man, this is just off the fly, right? We wanted to share some information and talk about what the fuck is going on with the coronavirus, first of all, and then dive into like other shit, you know, that can really benefit and help people out. But yeah, man, so like, what's you guys' thoughts, man, on what's going on with that? With the coronavirus and everything, did you guys listen to that that podcast with Rogan?
Oh yeah, that's crazy. That was what I did today.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Trump fucked up, man. Trump fucked up. So did you see that? Man, a friend told me about how we used to have in this country a pandemic response team. And he fired all those people in 2018. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Worst time to fucking... Now we actually have a pandemic on our hands. And then not only that, like, he kept saying it wasn't that bad. And like, man, just in the case of, you know, when we're recording, I think numbers have like doubled and stuff. Like, they're suspending the NBA. They're having NCAA college games with no crowd. It's like, what the hell is fuck? This is crazy. But so those are some of my thoughts. But yeah, it's scary. It's kind of scary, especially after listening to that Joe Rogan podcast, that dude being an expert and all. This is a very interesting time to be alive, you know, and thankful to be alive.
Oh yeah. And with the last time we all got together, you know, from that time till now, like, the numbers have just gotten crazy. Even in the last 3 days, it's gotten me like, whoa, okay, maybe it's more than just a cold, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Bro, I'm telling you, that's why I wanted to get on, because for, you know, people who are listening, they don't know that we had a podcast like, what, a week ago? Was it like less than a week ago?
Yeah, about a week ago, yeah. It was last week.
And remember, Hines, you asked us, me and Law, because we're here in Seattle area, right? Seattle, Tacoma area. And you're like, hey, what do you guys think about the coronavirus? And we're like, man, fuck that shit. We're like, you know, and then within a week, bro, it's fucking mayhem up here. I mean, and it's fucking mayhem, bro. They closed out all the schools. Like, fucking the stores are like going crazy.
What about your kid? Like, you guys are south of where, like, it's really strong, you know. Like, you're Federal Way, you're Tacoma. Like, what's that like for your kid? Do they still have school or no? Or,
bro, Federal. Well, go ahead, Law.
Oh no, I was just saying. Yeah, they're starting to shut down schools down this way.
Wow.
Puyallup just went into a state of emergency. I don't think they had anything happen yet, but they want to avoid it. So, like,
gotcha.
They're getting ready to start shutting down left and right as well. But what was crazy is, remember the show last Friday, right? Yeah, the podcast was last Thursday.
Yeah,
we recorded. So the show was Friday. And Hines, you know, downtown Seattle is your home base. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was
so you know what it looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, but you know what it's like around Pike's Place Market. Sure. It was sunny. Yeah. It was sunny on Friday. It was nice. It was Washington nice for the winter, right? Everybody should be out.
So true.
Pike Place Market was a ghost town. There was nobody walking around.
Damn.
We got there about 5.
Oh
five, right?
Five and in the still... evening, and it was a ghost town.
Well, I mean,
yeah, dude, there was nobody. There was parking on the road available.
Yeah, but I mean, to be honest, though, that time, like the market closes around five anyway. But you're right; it's not usually like ghost town. But things are starting to close up around that time because I'm curious to see what it's like around like 2 p.m. because that it's cracking. Like people are going to lunch and stuff like that. So I'm curious to see
all that. No, there's nobody going to lunch no more.
Nobody,
They've already had reports that some businesses kind of closed the doors already.
Wow. Bro.
Like they've been hit with multiple weeks in a row of nobody coming. They don't have the lunch rush. The businesses are gone. People got to work from home now, like Amazon, like all these corporate businesses.
Yeah. All the tech.
So
companies.
Those are the people. Microsoft. Yeah, those are the people that were sustaining them, and they're all shutting down. You know, and people were like coming by saying, you know, what the hell's going on here? You know,
yeah.
Everybody, all these clubs were just shutting down for the night.
The clubs are shutting down, bro. You know, like Tala's job, they're doing the same thing. They're already talked about. They're getting ready for everybody in corporate to work from home. And so is like a lot of my other coworkers, spouses, jobs. They're talking about the same thing. I mean, the shit is hitting the fan. It's here. You know what I'm saying? But from a week ago, I was just like, I don't want to believe anything until I see what's popping. And then once I listened to that Joe Rogan podcast, I was like, okay, now I see what's going on. Now I get it.
When he spoke and he made sense, and I was like, damn, okay, that does make sense. You know.
Yeah, but and, you know, like Hines was asking us last week, how do we feel? Well, I'm gonna tell you from a week ago to now, bro, it's crazy. Like, it's just like within a week, boom. Not only us talking shit, but the whole fucking state, bro. It's just like everything just fucking stopped.
And so just Hines, like,
yeah,
Hines, with you down here in Vegas, man, how's like everybody on the outside looking at Seattle, you know, Washington right now?
I think, well, I think here, everybody's still, like, in preparation mode. So we've had a lot of the same things, same issues as far as grocery stores being kind of crazy. Like, a lot of the stories, like, you know, Costco's out of water and a lot of places are out of water. And
hey, so let's talk about that. I still don't get why people are stocking up on toilet paper, besides the fact that they don't want to lose toilet paper for what's up with that? Does anybody know the epicenter of where that all started?
People,
well, I know Hyde said last week that it was what, like a preparation if just in case you had to stay home for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
is that, but why is toilet paper more important than everything else? Yeah. That's what got me.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you guys seen some of the fights yet, or some of the fights online?
Oh, online?
Oh, no, like. So like
fighting over toilet paper.
Fighting over toilet
paper.
It's like
these women, dude. There's these.
What the fuck?
There's this like lady and her mom, and I think they're Indian, like East Indian, and then there's like this other dark skinned woman, and the Indian.
You okay, bro?
Yeah. Hopefully.
Are you sure?
Recall the response.
This is airborne through the phone lines.
Like, don't even. They're like, man, don't even talk to motherfuckers from Seattle, or don't even, because you can still contract it through the voices and shit,
bro. Hines, it's like this is the war, bro, and we're at the fucking.
You guys are no,
you know, shit, bro.
Well, to answer the other,
we are
other question from outside. When I look at articles and stuff, Seattle is the coronavirus capital of the USA right now. Like it literally,
bro,
is,
we
it
are
literally is.
And listeners, that's why we're doing this fucking podcast. All our Polynesians out there, all our Pacific Islanders, everybody, whether you got breaking news from Henry Willie, DJ Hen, and Ooh Skywalker, Law, getting out of his car. Making sure
the window down, man.
Yeah, the corona apocalypse doesn't hit. No, we're at the front lines, bro, and we see it. Like, I ain't going bullshit. Like, everybody's still fucking around on social media, joking around. But I went on Facebook today, and I put up the post, and I copied and pasted that YouTube link to that Joe Rogan episode. And I put up like something like, hey man, I don't ever believe the news media bullshit. I said, but this shit is fucking real. This is no fucking joke. You guys need to click this link to get information, to get educated on this. I said, it was Seattle family, we're at the front lines. I said, this shit ain't no joke. And then I just posted it. I was like, man, fuck that. Yep. I said, you got to get out there. It has to. You know, we can't. The measles epidemic just happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And people were fucking around with that. You know what I'm saying? But it was real. Yeah. Rest in peace. Remember, we had a podcast about that too, you know? And when we talked about that, I was just hurt because
so many kids. Yeah. It just, so many kids, tough. Bro. The numbers were like 80 kids, 100. It was like, damn, this just keeps getting, out of hand.
Yeah. All the same thing. And, you know, for all the listeners listening, you guys need to go check out that podcast. It's Joe Rogan and Michael Osterman or something like that?
Osterman or something like
that. Osterholm?
Yeah.
Osterholm,
yeah. Because, like I tweeted out today, I messaged my brothers today, you know what, and I'm fortunate to have brothers. It's crazy that my brothers live so far away. I have a brother that lives in Dubai, and the other one lives in Auckland. And then the one in Auckland's like, oh, we have 5 cases here, all under quarantine. And so, because I was asking them, they have there's a big poly festival called Poly Fest coming up. High schools compete. Yeah. It's no joke, man. It's like, it's full on. Yeah. They have like Samoa has its own stage and like everything from Fakaupaki to Sasa's to.
I heard about that. Big time.
So it's definitely something you like. Poly's, if you're, especially from the States, if you have a chance to go down there and check that out, it's like, it's amazing to see all these kids doing all these dances and stuff. It's dope. But my thing was like, hey, cancel it this year, you know, just because so many events have been canceling and stuff, where they just canceled or they redid the for shit. What's that festival in California? big concert. The
which outdoors. One?
Island.
Coachella. Yeah, they canceled that. South by Southwest got canceled.
Coachella got moved to October. Yeah. It's like, damn. And so I was just curious, and he was like, no, we got 5 cases. It's all under it's all under control. Everybody's still going to school. Everybody's still doing their thing. Yeah. And then my brother in Dubai was like, we have 74 cases here. He didn't tell me if they were quarantined, but he was like, we have 0 deaths, so I was like, shit, that's tight.
You want the numbers? You want the numbers here?
Yeah, I responded, bro. I was like, I don't have the number. I was like, I responded, I don't know what they are, but it's more than all of those. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, just our state alone, the epicenter, Washington State, Seattle area, as of today, it was 24 deaths and like over 1,000 cases. And like 2,000 like checked up, like saying that, you know, some other thing about, you know, whatever. But yeah, as of today,
wait, 2,000 what? You got to explain that. 2,000 like, that were tested and we don't have the results yet? Or, okay.
Yeah, exactly. But 1,000 were tested and 24 deaths so far. Anybody can Google it though, but I just remember seeing it on the news like right before I came out. And I was just like, goddamn.
And that's crazy, man. Because, like, when we went to work this morning, it was 19. And just that quick, that was on my way coming in, you know? I heard we're at 19. And, see, now you just said 24. One of my bosses said, no, it's actually 23 right now. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then after that conversation, that's when I was like, hold on, I got to turn on this Joe Rogan real quick.
That's why I listened to that Joe Rogan podcast. Well, the scientist, dude, you know, he was like saying, look, it's starting off slow, but it's good. The numbers just multiply. And he said, this is going to last like 3 to 7 months. And I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, okay.
Yeah. And what made me like, you know, really look at things different is Joe Rogan was playing devil's advocate the whole time, too, you know?
Yeah.
So you know, as he was saying his facts. Yeah, but what about this and about that?
Yeah.
And the dude had answers. He was like, you know, and when he started saying that whole, you know, when there's a fire, we don't just build a fire truck. We're prepared.
Yeah.
We weren't prepared for this.
Nope.
You can't prepare now.
Yep.
I was like, ooh.
And that goes back to my other comment about
not only were we not prepared, but like we didn't even have not only the fire truck, but we don't even like we used to have a fire department for this. And now imagine not even having a fire department. So you got to like hire a fire department and then build a fire truck while the fire is.
While everything's burning, you know what
I mean? Yeah. Real quick. So the guest was Michael Osterholm. He is an international recognized expert in infectious disease epidemiology. He is a Regents Professor, McKnight Presidential Endowed Chair in Public Health, the Director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy, Distinguished Teaching Professor in the Division of Environmental Health Sciences, School of Public Health, a professor in the Technological Leadership Institute, College of Science and Engineering, and an adjunct professor in the medical school, all at the University of Minnesota. And he has a book out called Deadliest Enemy, and it is real right now. So he's an actual professional that understands what's going on. And I believe he says it's 10 times worse than the flu.
10 to 15 times worse than the flu. Oh my Lord.
You know what's more real than all that?
What's that?
Is how well Heinz just read that shit. God damn, boy. If I would have read that shit, I'd have been like, holster. Yeah, and he's a. But anyway.
Shout out to the nerd.
You the smart one on the pod. You the smart one, dog.
He's a.
Hell, that's the education speaker right there.
He's the Jamie of the podcast. Hey, Heinz, can you Google that right quick, Heinz? Heinz is on Google right now, man.
No, but that's dope, man. Yeah,
right on. Good looking out.
He knows his stuff, and you know, if anybody listens to that episode, I think you'll be convinced, man.
Well,
it is something to think about.
Let me ask you guys a question, starting with you, Law. Like, since we're here, what would be your advice, just off the little shit that we know from the podcast we listened and to our experience being here? What would be your advice to all our Polynesians here in the state of Washington? Like, if they're listening, like, what would you tell them? Like, if they say, oh, man, fuck that shit, you know, hey. I mean, what would be your advice?
You know, if I was really, like, face-to-face with somebody,
yeah,
where I'm at, you know, what I got from it is we're not going to be able to stop this. That's a good point. You know, Heinz brought it up on a tweet. He brought it up on a tweet, winter is coming. This is the blizzard. Yeah, just like you said, right? Mm-hmm. We have to suffer through this winter. You know, people are going to get sick. And he said it. There's nothing we could do. The best you could do is be as healthy as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to, like, what I'm going to do, I mean, there's nothing I can do. I'm still going to go to work. I'm still going to go do what I got to do. But I am going to be as protective as possible because, you know, I got my folks. They're in their 70s.
Yeah.
Now, them catching it is a problem. You know, me, my wife, and my kids, they're all healthy, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want them to get it, but I know if they do, they survive a chance. So it's you know what you got to do for you and just take it seriously, you know? Just like if somebody's sick in the house.
Give us your, like, your daily routine. What is your ways of protecting yourself, though, from this? Like, just giving, like, your daily routine. Like, what advice could you give somebody, like, the way you go about your day, how you could – protect yourself from, you know, this coronavirus spreading around?
Honestly, since the virus has hit, I'm just aware of who's coughing, and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to let nobody cough on me. If they are, you know, I'm not like, ew, you got the plague, get away.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there have been people walking around coughing, distancing myself. You know what I mean? Same thing with my kid. If I don't necessarily have to take him anywhere, like, we thought my son had an ear infection. And they were like, hey, let's take him in. I was like, no. If we don't have to take him into the ER or nothing like that or go to – I don't want to take him in right now, you know?
Yeah.
Just for the simple fact that other kids just might have the flu. You know, a lot of times you take your kid into the hospital for something else, they get sick every single time. So it's just, you know, I treated it like a regular flu season, man, but I'm washing my hands even more so. But at the same time, you know, now that I know a little better – I'm just going to be – the only thing I'm really going to change is how I'm speaking on Twitter, you know? Before, I was like, fuck all that shit. You're fucking up my show. I might have to cancel my show this end of the month.
Oh, me too. But, me too.
You know,
man.
I know
the same way. Just, like, talking like you know, I did a podcast a few podcasts ago when it was first talks about it, And I was just telling the people, like, oh, don't worry about this in China, because I didn't know nothing about it yet. But now I'm like, oh, shit. We're at the fucking epicenter in the
U.S.
It's
different
but,
this time. Everything always comes from China or Africa, right? And every time it hits, it never hits us. Yeah. It might hit one person in, like, Delaware.
But
and,
out of all places, hell bro, it came here first, bro. It came to Seattle.
You know what, that's crazy because Seattle was the very first place to have the very first case in the United States. Case number one. Yes. And this is at the end of January. Because that's, you know, it was literally the same time I happened to be in Seattle that same weekend. I came in for a birthday. And
that's
what's crazy, because I thought, I was like, damn, what are the chances of that? Like, out of all the fucking places, like all the times I go to Seattle, Seattle, literally the day before I fly out, is like, oh, case number one is here in Seattle. It's like, damn.
Oh, dude.
And
shit.
So what's crazy is that
Where do you stay at right now in
North,
Vegas?
North
bro,
Las Vegas.
Like what city? Okay, all you residents in North Las Vegas, quarantine yourselves.
Yeah, I think there was three. I think there's only been three.
Oh, shit.
No,
I'll just
but
fuck
I think
just
our
fuck
numbers
around.
Here in Vegas, there's only three cases here that I know of in
cases.
Clark County, in the county of Las Vegas, where Las Vegas resides. So, but.
So let me ask you this question. So what, after listening to that podcast with Joe Rogan, what do you think about this myth that viruses can't last in the desert?
Oh, we saw
in
that.
High heat?
I mean, that's bullshit.
Since you're in Vegas in the desert,
yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, the thought process is whenever it's cold season is that, you know, less people get the cold because people are outdoors more, and it's harder to con. You know, when you have everybody inside, indoors, that's, it's not because of the weather, but it's because everybody's together inside a same place in the winter. That's how colds and germs get spread so fast, so much faster, is because of that. So the thought process is that if everybody's outdoors, it's less likely to happen. But I think with this thing, it's different, man. Because, like, you could be outside. But say you go to like a newsstand that's outdoors, or a hot dog stand, or, you know, anything where you're outside, but you could still be next to people. Cause I think I've seen videos of this from China where, you know, a guy happens to have the virus and just stands next to it, and you breathe the same air, even though you're outside, you could still contract the virus. So that's exactly. It doesn't have anything to do with the weather or how hot it is, because these viruses could still survive this air and stuff. So let's talk about some of the other myths that he talked about, because that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Like what? Like what?
The
like
sauna.
What? Oh, the sauna. You know, I didn't even hear about that one until he talked about it.
Yeah.
I was like,
go ahead.
No, I don't know anything about all of what they talked about.
I've never even heard of that.
On the podcast, they were saying that the sauna,
urban legend,
the heat is high enough to kill the virus.
Yeah.
And that is wrong. That shit could still survive.
Yeah, that's absolutely wrong.
So, you know, don't think you're immune.
I never believed that one.
Don't think you're immune from that one.
That just doesn't even make sense.
Well, I feel like it's hot, it's moist, it's like, I feel like it's a stronger environment for a virus to pass to somebody else inside the sauna. So that would be my guess.
Oh, so they were saying that, you know, if you exhale the sauna, the heat from the sauna is going to kill that virus before it transfers over to you. That don't make no sense, man. You know, it's just like, say it was hot enough.
Yeah.
Like any living creature, you know, you have a certain amount of time you're going to survive
in extreme
a certain heat. You can't, you know, like we can stand being burnt for a little bit before we actually die, you know. That's funny.
Then the other
myth, urban legend shit.
So in that podcast episode, he asked him, he said, so what about people wearing these masks and the gloves? He said, does that really help? And he said, no. And these ain't my words. This is what that guy said. And he was like, he's like, it can help, but it won't stop the coronavirus, the COVID, because it's airborne, you know? And so it's like, if you're in the same vicinity within that air, you can't stop breathing in the air. He said it just, you know. So I'm like, it's a myth if you're gonna buy those masks and stuff. But
yeah, I mean, I always took it those medical masks is to prevent any like bodily fluid transfers. It's not gonna the filter
because you're still gonna breathe.
Air, viruses, germs in the air.
Microscopic, they get through.
Yeah, those fibers are like. Fibers are like hella big compared to the actual virus.
Yeah,
itself.
The virus
like,
is microscopic, bro. You can't even, you know, it'll get through anything, bro.
That's why I never understood the mask. I'm like, there's no way, at least from my understanding.
Yeah, but
it's like, unless it's airtight.
No, but
then your ass is going to die.
But airtight. But in the podcast, what he did say can help is that fucking, that one mask where it looks like a fucking, a pilot mask, like a, you know, like Top Gun pilots, how they have the fucking
like the respirators.
Yeah, he said those don't help, and I was just like, and you know, they're laughing because they said nobody has those anymore because nobody was prepared. Those are gone. Everybody bought them out. I mean, you can't find those anywhere. Oh, and I was just like, damn. He said, you name it, everything is gone. He's like the biggest company, you know, that does those respirators and all the Purell gel, whatever. Like, everybody's just sold out. It's like, it's crazy. You know,
we actually did that for fun at work when we were talking about it.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
You know, the toilet paper and hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
They started going online and saying, let's see if you can still actually order it online. And everybody's like, no sale right now, back ordered.
Yeah.
You know, waiting for no inventory. I was like, damn, people really serious.
Yeah, serious, bro. But I don't know, man. It's just crazy. Within a week ago, we were talking about this, and not only us, but the whole entire state, bro. They didn't give a fuck. Besides the ones who knew, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, no, like, how are we supposed to know? You know, there's so much conflicting information that is out there because, like you said, there's. People, there's a lot of people that compare it to the flu, and then there's a lot of people that are like, no, this is different from the flu. So it's like, man, how are we supposed to know which is which? How are we supposed to know which is right? Which is why we're doing this podcast. So
yeah, exactly. It's why we're doing this podcast, bro.
So what I did with the flu by comparing it to the flu is, if you look at the numbers within a year, the flu just decimates what the coronavirus has done. But what I didn't factor in at the time, because I just thought it was stupid to even give the coronavirus kind of respect, was the flu's been around forever. All right. It's at full force right now.
Yeah.
Corona just started.
This strain.
You know, it's in its beginning stages.
Correct. Yeah.
Strain. Yeah. See,
it's in its beginning stages. And
so what, who, hey, can you Google this, Hein? What does the COVID stands for? COVID? Because this is the strain, the COVID strain, COVID-19. This is the coronavirus strain.
Yes. You're talking about. I think it's just short for coronavirus, actually.
No. He said it because the guy said it on the podcast, and I just didn't write it down. But it's something about.
I think this is the actual coronavirus that like people are always talking about. Oh, you know, my Lysol can says coronavirus on it. Yeah, so coronavirus has been around, but this strain is COVID-19. Yeah. That's what COVID-19 is, and this is what we're trying to fight right now. Is this COVID-19? This that is the specific strain.
So a mutated version of the corona.
Correct.
Of the original corona. Yeah. But I mean, that's what the flu is, though. You know, it mutates. And you said this is a stronger.
Yeah, it's just. Yep. It's
strain. But you know what else was cool when he was talking, though? Is how everything differs. Like, I think, was he saying the Spanish flu was hitting ages 8 to 25? Like, went after people that are more healthier? Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Is that the Spanish flu?
No. Bros, I can break down the whole influenza, Spanish flu of the 1918s for you guys. Right now, because it has a lot to do with our peoples. It's this trip, man. Like, I was studying this like three years ago because I just got into it. That's why I'm really hyped up right now, because this is into the influenza virus of the 1918, the Spanish flu. Because it's a trip. All you people listening right now, this is going to be like a history lesson that all our Samoan people are going to trip the fuck off of. And this is how I put it. So, White Sunday. How is White Sunday? And what's the guy's name from that fucking movie, that vampire movie? The Collins?
Wait a minute.
The Collins? What's his name?
His name in the movie?
Yeah, Team Jacob. Not Jacob.
Edward?
Who's the other guy? Edward. Okay.
Edward, yeah.
Okay. So I asked people, how are Edward from Twilight movie and the fucking and White Sunday related, or have what do they have in common? And they're
didn't you do a podcast on this?
I don't know. Did I? I think I did.
I remember
about
this
right?
question. It was just a question, but you didn't go in detail. Shit,
well, let me go.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we are. This is what we do it. So, people, Samoan people, listen to this. And this is research I did. You can go ahead, Google it. Matter of fact, we got Hind here. He can Google it too.
Yeah,
for you guys. So, the question I like to ask people is what does White Sunday and, you know, Edward Collins from Twilight have in common? And they're like, what? What the hell? And then
your skin.
Poquillo.
My bad. Go ahead.
No. Okay. So besides the diamond skin in the sunlight. Spoiler alert, fucking Parasite movie and shit. Anyways, we're going way off topic. All right. So here we go. So if you watch Twilight, right, after the plane goes over a Heinz head.
Shit. Give me a sec.
No, you're good. You're good.
This is loud.
This
Sorry,
is how we roll, baby. No, we can hear you. This is real deal. Peoples, listeners, this is how we roll, y'all. This is how we do it. Hashtag Poly Podcast. All right. So, I'm going to ask you guys, do you guys know how he died and became a vampire in the Twilight movie series?
No, I hadn't watched those, but I just know him from pop culture.
The plague.
Exactly. So, he died from the influenza plague of the 1918. And, you know, then people ask, what the hell does that got to do with White Sunday, you know? So I always went to church. We were raised up in church on White Sunday, right? But nobody ever explained to us why we celebrate White Sunday, besides the fact that it's Children's Day.
Yep.
Lokomaki, right? I mean, have you ever asked anybody or ever, right? Nobody has any answer, right?
No.
So that's...
We were just trying to learn our part.
Exactly. So I dug into it because I was like, you know what? I need to try to figure this out. And what I found out from my research is that the influenza plague, it came to Samoa, and not you know, American Samoa. It came to the
Western Samoa,
Upolu, right? And the plague was worldwide, and it before it even touched Upolu, the plague started worldwide. All right. We just saw this movie called 1917. It's a war movie. You guys watched that movie yet?
Yeah,
1917,
good.
Right?
That's good. Not yet.
So my research dug into it, and there, you know, all the books and everything, Google is that, it all goes to World War One. There was so much death, so much just unsanitary shit going on in World War One at that time. That people, I mean, if you watch 1917, it'll give you like a little bit of something about that war. But if you watch, what's his name? The guy who did Lord of the Rings, the director. He has a movie out,
Peter
too,
King,
about World
or
War
not
War.
Peter King.
Yeah.
Peter Jackson.
Peter
sorry.
Jackson.
Yeah. So Peter Jackson. If you watch Peter Jackson's movie, he has real footage of the war and how nasty it was. So anyways, fast forward, all the people from all over the world were all in that nasty shit. And what happened was the workers there were Chinese. All the workers there were mostly on both sides were like Chinese people, right? So when it was time for people that got injured to send them home, hey, guess what? Your leg's blown off, this and that. Oh, well, you're going home, right? All those germs and shit, it just turned into that, like how it is. It's a coronavirus. That influenza spread out from the war. And every single country had these all these forts and bases that were getting affected, but nobody wanted to admit that their people were dying in the bases. If you look on Google and you'll research like those bases, like in America, Italy, like in Spain, all over the place, right? And people were dying left and right. So the virus started spreading from there. And fucking Spain, they were the first ones to put it out in the newspaper because they were just tired. You know what I'm saying? There was like, you know what? Everybody's dying. Hence the term Spanish flu. Mm. You guys get it?
Yeah.
So everybody's just blaming it on Spain. Oh, it's the fucking Spanish people. They're the ones that started it. But it started from war, guys. The fucking war started all this shit. Just man-made bullshit. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Unsanitary, man-made bullshit. And that's
because the Chinese people were eating dead bodies.
They were eating dead bodies, mixing it with cat and snake. You know what I'm saying? No, seriously, the Chinese people already sanitary as they were at home. It just like quadruplized from them, and it just made it worse, and just kept spreading and spreading. So, by the time it hit the Pacific Islands, there was one ship, man. It was one ship. Hey, Heinz, I don't know. You can Google it. Heinz, influenza, Samoa, and New Zealand. And the New Zealanders probably know what I'm talking about because this one ship, it came from New Zealand, right? And it was supposed to go to all the islands, but America Samoa, the admiral, he said, fuck off. We're quarantining this whole island. Nobody's coming in because we know what's happening around the world. He told the fucking British guy that was, you know, the British admiral that was covering Upolu the same thing. He told him, hey, man, don't let nobody in Upolu. The guy didn't fucking listen. And that one boat that landed in Samoa, in like a month, 20% of our people died, bro.
Damn, because you're good.
Of the influenza.
Yep. The second wave of the global influenza pandemic came to Western Samoa on board an island trader on November 4th, 1918. Within a week, influenza.
Within a week.
Influenza had spread throughout the main island of Upolu and to the neighboring island of Savai'i. Approximately 8,500 people, one fifth of the population, died.
One fifth, bro. Within one week, bro.
Yeah.
And this shit right now, that's why I'm so pumped about it. Because when I learned that, I was telling myself, like, okay, this is 2020. You know, we're good. But then all of a sudden, when I heard Homeboy talk about it yesterday when I listened to the podcast, it hit me, bro. I was like, oh, no. I said, we got to let our people know. We got to let them know what's going on. Because this history repeats itself. You know what I'm saying? And, and this is nature. You can't stop this shit. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, to White Sunday, people wonder why we celebrate White Sunday. Now, if you go after 1918, that's when all the families were dying and everything. Well, you fast forward to like 1919, I think, or 20, because they said within a year, it just died off. Like nature just took its course and then it just disappeared, the influenza. Nobody knows how, it just did. You know what I'm saying? So then, the hurt from all the families in Samoa, there was missionaries there that back in the day, they were the only ones that could read the Bible to our people. They were the only ones. Like, nobody was allowed back then to read the word. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they took it upon themselves somehow, some way, like some villages or whatever, to tell, you know, the families that have the people that passed away. For the next year, they say, okay, you know what? This is what we're going to do. We want you guys to go up and read the word on this, to, you know, do the sermon this Sunday. And that's, to me, like, there's no written proof, but all the research I did, to me, that's how it started. You know how we have that 1 year? Everybody does the 1 year when somebody passes away?
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, that's what happened. And if you go back into the missionaries' history, that's like the missionaries, like the only thing that you can find in the history books is that the missionaries said, oh, they celebrated, you know, with a year after the death with the children saying memory verses. Well, first it was families doing memory verses. And then a lot of people got emotional and they were like, oh, shit, I love what they're doing. This is so great. So everybody started, you know. It was like it was going viral. So every year it started getting bigger and bigger. Hence, that's how, you know, White Sunday became.
That is crazy.
Ain't that some shit?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so that's where White Sunday came from. All the 20% of people that died in Samoa from the influenza. That's why I'm so pumped talking about the damn coronavirus right now. Because, you know, people need to know, man. It's, you know, it's just nature. This is nature, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have no, what's even worse is back then, I don't know. They just didn't have no technology like we do now, I guess, or, you know.
Well, even with technology, though, remember what he was saying? You got to look back then, our people weren't as, I guess you would say, unhealthy as we are with the obesity and all the other diseases we're fighting at the same time, right?
Yeah.
If you're constantly fighting diabetes and all that, your immune system's going to suffer.
Yeah.
So I think that makes sense why he said it could be worse in America because the Chinese, you know, in their natural state, as they are now, have a better chance of surviving it than we do here.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Oh, yeah.
So I think that's probably why within a year's time, Samoa was good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, they're not putting poisons in their body like we are over here. So they were able to adapt quicker. So with the rate everything's going here, man, that shit is scary. Because ain't nobody going to stop what they're doing. You know, they got fear and they're going to, instead of trying to really fix the source, which is like you said, get healthy, they're not going to do that. They want the remedies. They want the magic potion. Give us some medicine, you know?
If the government has just been on top of it from the beginning, and that goes back to my trip to Seattle, like, ever since that first case, man, like, there should have been more done. There's an article that came out in the New York Times yesterday talking about how there's a laboratory in Seattle that was testing for the coronavirus, but they didn't get clearance by the CDC, or they basically didn't get clearance by the government to officially do those tests. So they fucking just sat around and they had samples that were just that they were trying to freeze to hold on to until they could get tests, until the tests completed. So there was just so much red tape that it finally hit like last week or the week before. They were like, fuck it. We don't care if this isn't allowed by the government. We're just going to go ahead and run these tests. And boom, they found it. They found it.
Yeah.
I was like, dude. They could have notified people earlier about this. It probably wouldn't have gotten to as big as it is right now if the government especially did something earlier instead of talking about how it's not really a problem. Well, now it's a problem. The NBA is shutting down. Like, what the fuck? The NBA. How crazy is that?
Bro.
I know. Real.
Bro.
I seen that.
Yeah, it's real.
I was speechless. I was like, what the hell? Like,
bro.
Okay, this shit is no joke. Because, like, this is a billion-dollar industry.
Yeah.
That, you know, they will try to do anything,
you know,
to continue having these games. And they're like, nah. So.
Oh, since you're speaking of that, you know, by the way, since, you know, the listeners, if they're listening and you haven't heard of me, I do a financial education podcast, right? So that's another thing that got me is when I heard about big money stopping them from getting, you know, their own getting paid.
Serious.
That's when I knew it was like even more real. Cause I was like, these greedy motherfuckers will never stop. But when something makes them stop, you know, from collecting some money, then you know something's real, something serious. So, you know, this ain't no joke, man. It's like if money's involved, and, you know, somehow, some way it stops somebody from their money and they don't care, then it's like, oh, shit. It's like, okay, I know something's going on, man.
You know? So I don't know. I haven't researched on any of it yet. So what about looking at it from another perspective? So you're going to have your wackos out there.
Yeah.
And your conspiracy theorists, right?
Yeah.
This is all set up by who?
Yeah.
And what? So, like, usually every time it comes around this election, these election years, right? There's always some kind of disease that's out there, right?
Yeah.
And they say, there's always this disease they want to name and create to distract from what's really going on, which is the elections coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, well, if you're looking at it from a conspiracy side, like,
yeah,
you know, I looked at it. I don't see it really being a conspiracy
on
Trump's end, because this isn't helping Trump at all, in my opinion.
No.
So that's what I looked at it. I was like, yeah. I don't see conspiracy in this, because the only one who would benefit from shutting down, what did you call that?
National he shut down pandemic response team or something like that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah, for to cut costs.
Trump to do it intentionally.
Yeah,
which means a pandemic would hit and it'd be to his advantage, but it's not to his advantage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So all those steps didn't make no sense. Like, why would he shut it down? Okay, he wanted to save money back then. He got greedy. Yeah. Now it's backfiring.
Well, right? Hey, Hines, you got Google on you? Didn't they stop the other politicians stop their whatever they're doing? They're traveling around and shit. Doing all rallies. Speeches and
whatever. Well, they canceled rallies.
I just seen that
earlier this week. They did.
Yeah. I just seen it on the news today, like before I left too. And then all the who are the candidates running for presidency right now?
No, like Bloomberg or something.
I don't think that. Yep. Biden and Bernie and then left Trump for
okay.
the Democratic side. Party. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I just seen something about, like, even the politicians are halting everything. They're like,
Yep, they both, Biden and Bernie off. Had Ohio rallies, rallies in Ohio, and they got canceled. Yep.
Okay, I think that's what it was then. Yeah. It's real, man. This is real deal, you know?
Yeah. And that's the other thing I did, is I try to look into the conspiracy side.
Yeah.
Who stands to gain from all of this?
Right.
I would have figured, you know, if anybody's going to set up some, you know, conspiracy, it'd be Trump's end.
Right.
Like, everything that's going on is not benefiting him.
Right.
So I was like, okay, maybe this is just the real ass fucking disease that's fucking people up right now.
Yeah,
and
man.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to start researching. First, I went off of just what I know mm-hmm. and how I wanted to treat it. And, you know, past couple of days been proving me wrong, man. I said, all right, I'm going to have to find out what the fuck's going on, because this shit is not cool, man.
Well,
not cool.
You know, the story I told about, you know, history, we don't know the fucking future, but we know the history. Well, yeah. We know history, and you know, it's that saying, man, is that history repeats itself, you know? So when I look at what happened in Samoa and how every freaking year we celebrate White Sunday, I really don't want us to have to make up another White Sunday.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and even for our people back home in the islands, man, if you're listening to this, you know, it's real. You know, just like the measles outbreak, you know, this is like the same thing, the influenza pandemic back in 1918. Man, that's why we have White Sunday. You know, this is real. You know, it's crazy. But
yeah.
Tom Hanks. So, we were talking about Tom Hanks. Does Tom Hanks just say he got the coronavirus too, right?
Yeah, him and his was it wife?
Yeah, him and his bro.
Yeah,
it's number one trending on Twitter right now.
It's probably about an hour ago now. His son, posted a video saying, "Yeah, my mom and dad are doing good. Blah blah blah. They were diagnosed with it.
Wow.
So they tested positive. Celebrities, all famous people getting sick, y'all.
Yeah, it ain't got no It's not color. It's not
money
it's
blind.
Colorblind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
game, and I think I just seen another post though.
Money
tweet
blind.
That,
somebody as rich as
in China, there's 50,000.
Like, or he's not immune to it because of his fame or his fortune. It's like, damn, that's crazy. Literally, anybody can get it.
Bro, when it comes to disease, man, that money ain't gonna do shit for you.
No. What were you saying, Law, about the 50,000 in China?
Not going to do a damn thing. Yeah, I thought I seen a tweet where they said 50,000 in China that were diagnosed of, you know, like beating it. You know what I'm saying? So there's a high number of people surviving it. But that doesn't, you know, take away from the fact that those that are, because I think they said the percentage for the influenza was what?
Yeah.
3%
of
total reported infected. Plates.
Jesus.
Were deaths.
It was like, I believe they said, I don't know, I can't remember. 2%, 2%, 1% or something.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, you know, Corona just not far from that.
Yeah, so. They said, you know, what the guy was estimating was the numbers will be around 3%. And I was just like, goddamn, you know.
It's real.
I know it, man.
So it's real.
We told our folks, it was like, hey, you know, going to have to cut down on hanging around all them old people. Yeah. They're like, well, we got to go to church. I was like, but you ain't got to go to bingo.
No, not even, bro, not even know? Church, bro.
Yeah, it's okay. You can,
not even church.
That's, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. No, not, you know, not these faithful.
Yeah, that's what that's.
If the Fife Owls said go to church, they're going.
You know,
so we just
telling
like,
you, bro. The Fife Owl, man, he needs to step down if he's.
I'm just telling, bro, you go in there and turn on your Facebook Live.
Have you everybody take tune one in. For the team,
you know,
bro.
I mean, we should all just learn a lesson.
You got to go to church. Turn on your Facebook
for
Live.
For everybody, bro. You got to record. Yeah. Yeah. You got to go on record it for everybody, bro.
You can hear me in the back like this.
It's the one time all the kids are in church and there's no old people. That's how it should be. If it's really like that, then it's like, you know. But at the same time, though, too, it's you also got to think maybe you should, like, not just church, but just be careful of who comes in contact with your parents in general. Because like you said, like, they're over 70, so it's you might want to limit the contact that they have with everybody, you know what I mean? Because, like I said, all of us could be healthy and giving, like, I live with my mom, she's over 70, or she's right about 70, but, you know, it's, like, I just thought about that today, you know, and I was just like, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's yourself, man. Because, like you said, you could be a carrier, not get sick at all.
Tom Hanks and his wife are carriers now, so it's you don't know who's coming in contact with who, and that's the crazy thing about, you know, everybody, you know, we live in a day and age where viral is something. It's a word that's used to describe, you know, basically becoming famous with the internet, but. It's also, you know, the root of that word is what's going on fucking right now, how viral a virus could be just from breathing.
It's medical. It's a medical term, right?
How quickly it spreads and how much of an effect it has on people.
Bro, we're at the fucking epicenter, bro, in Seattle, bro. All right, my cousin, right? He just, like, literally yesterday, Tala was like, oh, babe, won't call. They said they want to come up, and they're going to fly up and whatever in a few weeks. Man, he literally just, like, she texted her today and said, no, we can't. We're not coming up there because you guys got it bad. And then my cousin just picked me up, too. He was like, yeah, man, sorry, man. Hope you guys are doing good, but we're going to cancel that.
I'm like, you're going to add me to that list because I was going to come, Oos. I was about to come. I was like, I was literally
looking for
tickets last weekend, and then I just kept waiting, and I was like,
"Yeah, bro."
I was like, oh,
"I forgot about
let
that."
Me wait a little bit.
Don't,
let me wait
bro.
Don't.
we
had those plans.
Fuck McMinimins. I ain't trying to get sick.
I wanted to come. Yeah, Mariners opening day is supposed to happen on March 26th.
Check it out. Don't, bro.
All that shit. I was
man. Fuck that. It's a ghost town out here, bro. If it's a ghost town within a few days. It's going to be like the zombie apocalypse minus the zombies.
Yeah, right? Like, I'm telling you, if I lived out of state, I wouldn't want to be flying up here. Yeah.
I wanted to.
I'd be like,
so
nah, I'm cool. I'm going to wait till all that dies down.
Podcast, but I'm like.
No, we are. Hey, check it out. We're going to do the Zoom.
I mean,
we're going to do the
doing
Zoom
one
podcast.
Right now, and
it's
I'm
easy.
Out here in Vegas. You guys are in Washington. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. I want to do the Zoom. You could just record it on your phone and get video. It uses your camera on your phone, everything. It's cool. I'll hook it up. I'm gonna hook it up for our team, our Poly Podcast team.
What do you gotta do? Like download?
It's just an app. Yeah,
Zoom app or something. App.
Yeah, oh, okay. And then okay. You could just sit on your phone with the camera facing you, and it'll just record you and everything. I've tested it out. It's fucking. It's pretty cool. It's cool.
Hell yeah!
You get 40 minutes free too, like each. So we'll do 40,
rotate,
and then we'll just hang up and reset it again. So another 40.
We're like, that's 38 minutes. Yeah. Our podcast has come to an end. We thank you guys for joining us.
It's crazy. If you're one on one, you can go unlimited. But if you have like multiple people, then it's like. But it, you know, we got ways around that. Anyways, what we're talking about the zombie apocalypse, bro. It's like the zombie apocalypse going on right now. Without people coming back to life, like no zombies, just like the beginning stages and shit, where you see the places are empty, people getting scared, panic and shit. That's man. I don't know. I guess I'm just tripping more because of what I learned from the influenza of 1918 and how we celebrate White Sunday. Nobody knows what White Sunday is. Other Palangi people, other cultures, they're like, what is
it
that?
Makes sense now. Celebrate that? It makes sense. It makes sense, you know, now with that. Not
just us.
Story.
Yeah.
With that explanation. Look, and I was just.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
on Wikipedia. So.
But you know what's crazy? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, shit, yeah, read it. Read it. What you got? What you got?
Give me a sec. I'm Wikipedia. On Tom Hanks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, read about Tom Hanks. Hey, read that shit.
No,
man.
I was just reading the headline. The headline.
We want
the
listeners know what's going on, man.
Positive for coronavirus. I was like, oh, this shit is real. Like, but
well, real what quick, else does say? What else does
switch
say?
Back to the White Sunday background. There are differing opinions in regards to the origin of this holiday. Some believe White Sunday to be a Christian adaptation of an indigenous pre-contact celebration of certain planting and harvesting seasons. Others assert that the holiday coincides with a family celebration that became widespread in the 1920s in commemoration of Samoans who succumbed to the influenza epidemic of 1918. This epidemic, introduced through the ambivalence of the New Zealand colonial administration, took the lives of 20 to 25% of the Samoan population, many of them children. White Sunday is a time to also get with brothers, sisters, and even cousins to recite something together.
Oh,
that's a tradition in all the Protestant churches in Samoa.
I'm telling you guys, when I researched this shit, I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, this is crazy.
You didn't even read that article, did you?
Who?
Did you put it together, and then you read that later?
Who, me?
Yeah, this Wikipedia he just read.
No, I put it together after. I didn't even read that, but I was just doing all my research. Like, the shit he just read, I never read that before from Wikipedia.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You just put it together, and that just
But I know the New Zealand shit, what he's talking about, there's a certain name of the shit, it landed in Apia. Apia's in Upolu, right? Yep, and that's where it just hit. And not only Samoa, bro, it hit all the other Pacific islands too. Fiji, Tonga, you name it, man. But their numbers were low compared to ours, which is just, that's crazy, man. But, you know, ain't that some shit for some history for our peoples, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you want the phone? Come here.
No, but research this part. This happened in Upolu, though, because the admiral in Kukuila, he was a U.S. admiral.
Yeah.
He quarantined off Samoa, American Samoa, and nobody from American Samoa got hit with the influenza. Only Upolu. Now, just imagine if it both got hit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's crazy, man. But I mean, everybody's related. You know, they got family on both sides. You're right. You know what I mean? That's crazy, bro.
You give a pat on my back that quick.
Yes, that's good. I don't know anybody that's been so, happy about the death of 20% of a population.
You know what I'm saying? No! Fuck you!
He's like,
fuck
hell
you.
Yeah!
No!
Hell
yeah! No!
Fuck you!
No!
Fuck
you!
Yeah,
no!
Fuck you!
No!
Fuck
He said, now no, more people about to die.
No, the information. Yeah. That's how we're having this podcast, you oofus. it really hit me hard. Like, because nobody teaches this shit to us.
You know what's crazy?
Nobody.
No. Nope.
Like, we grew up.
I mean, how many of our parents really knew themselves?
That's right? So true. Exactly. And I remember when I researched it and I was telling my nieces, that's the reason why. Because I was living with my sister, and my niece goes, oh, I miss White Sunday because they stopped going to that church. And I was like, you miss White Sunday? It's okay, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah. And then it just hit me. I said, do you know why we celebrate White Sunday? And she was like, no. And I was like, damn, I don't know either. And I said, well, let's Google it. And then that's when I just went down that rabbit hole. But just the whole point of ignorance, you know what I'm saying? And just... Or just not knowing about things, like how we can be ignorant about this virus. Like if we would just educate ourselves about history, like the influenza in 1918, then we'll be more aware of, oh man, this is serious, man. It can happen again. I'm gonna tell you guys the honest truth. When I read that 20%, and you said 25% of the population died, right? When I read that, I remember I pulled my niece to the side and I explained to her and I said, do you know, I said, our household right now, we have about, I think at the time we had like about 20 some people in our household. It's a 5-bedroom. We're all sharing it. And I said, do the math. I said, get your iPhone out. I said, what's 20% of 22 people? And she said, oh, three. I said, three people in our household would die if we lived back then. And if the influenza hit our home right here. I said, three of our family members. I said, can you imagine just three of our family in our house just dying for no reason? And that's when it hit me. And I looked at her and she didn't really get, she's younger, but I almost broke down crying. I was just like, fuck, I can't imagine just random three people in our house, especially children, just passing away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's crazy. That's why I'm like passionate right now, because it's like, it's coming again. Are we going to fuck around and joke about it or sign more people? Or are we going to really, you know, take the time out to just educate, you know, ourselves and just be aware? Because this is White Sunday again, you know, and, you know, whether we like it or not.
It's crazy, it's too. It's been almost 100 years, yeah, man. You know, exactly. You know, 1919, it's 2020 now. That's, I mean, dude, how crazy is that?
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's you know, I know it sounds weird, you know, crazy like that, but even you go years before that, 100 years, it's just like there's a little thing. It's like it keeps repeating itself, you know. The Black Plague, there's the other plagues before all that, but for like our people, you know, Poly Podcast, that's why I'm like a lot of, you know, I'm very, you know, leery about the coronavirus right now because of White Sunday, of our past. You know, it's happened before, man. But the good thing about it is there is good news, people. the good thing about it is this virus, COVID-19, is not really affecting children.
Mm.
Thank God. You know what I'm saying? What the guy said on the Joe Rogan podcast is the reports from China is like 2.1% of the deaths were just 19 years of age. Like, that's the youngest, you know. And he was like, it's only affecting, and I'm sorry to say this, but he said, 70 year olds?
Yeah, but everything, and above, like, I think, oh, that are, it? Yeah. Everything, yeah.
That are like dying.
People that are, you know. I think it was just everything, though, too, right? I think it's like people that smoke, people that are maybe obese, yeah. People that are, you know, it's a health factor. It basically amplifies. If you have it, basically, if you're not, if you're not perfectly healthy, it's going to attack your weaknesses, you know? So, and because you breathe it in, you know, and
yeah.
You know, me being a smoker, it's like, oh shit! You're like, this is crazy. Yeah. So yeah, it could affect anybody.
No, pretty much what he's saying is the more unhealthy you are, the more at risk you are.
Yep, exactly.
You know? So, you know, people that are old, their immune system's just naturally weaker than ours.
Yeah.
Now if they have
it's even worse
a sickness on top of that, you know, you're the chance of you surviving is really low. And those are actually the ones who have been passing away. So a lot of people are just kind of saying, oh, well, I'm going to be good. I said, yeah, true.
Yes.
But like in my case, I don't want to be a carrier.
Same.
Passing it to somebody, the elderly in my family, you know? But, you know, everything we're saying here, all everything we're reading, you know,
true that,
you don't have to believe what we're saying. But what we are saying is look it up yourself, man. Because a week ago, hell, 3 days ago, I was right there like, fuck this stupid ass virus. This is everybody. Everybody's just crying. Once the media shuts up, this disease goes away. And in those three days, man, I changed my mind. I was like, I don't know. Yeah. I've been wrong a lot of times before. I think this is another time I need to figure things out.
I was saying, fuck that, fuck this. You know, I don't believe it at all. And the reason why I said that is because I don't believe this fucking this day and age news media. The big, you know, corporations that just pump out bullshit. But that's why I wanted to do this podcast.
But you can't, though. You can't, you know?
Yeah, no, because I...
You have to research everything.
Yeah, you can listen to that and believe it. I don't. I just... I wait until I do my own, like you said. And then when Joe Rogan came out with the Eye on the Podcast, that's when I said, okay, all right, you know, at least I got, you know, a professional that's sitting for at least almost 2 hours talking about this. Yeah, and talking about it one-on-one, talking about it, you know, from person to person and not just fucking, you know, quotes here and there, you know what I'm saying? So that's why you listeners, you know, go to the link and just, you know, watch that episode, YouTube, Joe Rogan, Michael.
Osterholm. No. Yeah, Osterholm. Yep. Damn, nice.
Michael Osterholm. Oh, episode 1439. Yeah, I mean, I hope, you know, everybody watches that because I gained information off of that. I really don't get it from like the little news, you know, you know, the mainstream news media, unless I'm going into an article and you know, digging deep into, you know, stuff like that. Like you said, Law, like getting your own.
But if it's serious enough for them to close down the whole country of Italy, and if it's serious enough for them, and let's talk about the money one, is the NBA suspending the season? Like, this has never happened. Like,
Bro.
Where they suspend. That's what's nuts.
Like, I mean, even Coachella, that got me thinking too, because that was a very, not Coachella, but South by Southwest.
Yeah. Oh, both.
That
34
years first. Running that festival's been going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, damn.
Yeah. Hey, Law, no, tell them about.
Yeah, Latasha Lee canceled for this Saturday.
This Saturday, yep.
It's supposed to be at Jazz Bones, but it's canceled. All of my coworkers say that their baseball seasons, their kids, whatever baseball season is canceled now. I'm sorry to say, man, I have a wedding gig in 2 weeks. I'm gonna have to call my boy and tell him, man. I was like, he's my coworker and all, but he a Uso, but I think I feel bad for him because this is wedding.
He probably will.
And he'll probably have to postpone that. You know,
is it in Washington?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Ain't nobody go to that. Ain't nobody.
Yeah, and he paid hella shit already for it, bro.
Because
that's what I'm saying, and. So, you know, hey, what should I wait for him to say something?
Nah, he's... man, yeah.
Just tell him you're going to hook up the Anchor app to a mixer over there, and I'll be spinning from home.
Oh, man. I feel bad, but I care about his health.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, just like I got to say, I got to DJ at the end of the month. Yeah.
First of all.
I think that's going to get canceled. His ticket sales are already high. With a Leilani Wolfgren. And I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Dude, people hit me up. Please don't cancel this. I was like, man, it's not up to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, Governor Inslee already ordered, you know, any big event, 250
I think California
plus,
put a 1,000
you know, it's canceled.
Limit on theirs, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, here's the funny thing. Does the coronavirus really say, oh, man, so they,
yeah,
they got 249
people?
Oh, they're good.
Oh, my click.
Coronavirus floating around 249.
They're coming through with like a fucking text. Health department card. How many people you got in here? It's 248, man. Y'all can't come in here.
No.
I mean, well, what I'm saying is it don't matter if it's 250 plus or just 20. It's like coronavirus ain't gonna stop. It's just gonna, it's airborne. It's gonna hit everywhere.
Pretty much, bros.
What were you gonna say, Hines?
Man, the stock market's taking a pretty big hit too. It's crazy.
I love
it's,
it.
It's crazy.
I love it. Hey, stop right there. Pause right there. I'm a financial guy. That's what I focus on. Look,
I know. I know.
It's time for you to buy.
Right, I've been doing it too.
When the market crashes and it, you get that dip, you
wait.
It's like a fire sale for everybody.
Wait.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it. Yes.
Oh, it's going to drop more. Yeah. It's going to drop more. Big time. And if you want to get at the low, people, if you know anything about investing in the stock market and stocks, you want to, as simple as that. Buy low, you sell high. But, man. Yes, I know law.
You
buy stocks off of
you. The Cash App, you can buy by percentages of shares. So whatever you want to spend, man.
Yeah, I looked at it. Yeah. Make sure you get the fangs. You know what fang is?
Face.
That's the top.
So if you put all the letters together, that's Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google. FAANG, fang.
Yeah.
So those are the top
ones. Those are the ones I picked.
Fang.
Yeah.
I picked Disney, too. Yeah, those are solid. Disney's trying to let me down.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Disney's good. No, I'm just
saying, like,
Disney's
been
right
the
now.
Worst.
The market's going to
They've only been on
dropping.
A decline. I ain't losing too much, but.
Yeah.
You know, when stocks are going up, they consider that a bull market, especially when you have new highs. But once you go 20% from the highest point, which it just hit 20% today, now it's what they call a bear market. And so, so right now.
A bear market,
We were in the longest bull market run in the history of, 10 plus years.
Longest.
It's been 10 plus years since we've reached a bear market.
Bro.
So now we're back in a bear market today.
And
so that's what's kind of crazy. And I don't think it's over yet. So I think stocks,
will drop
even more, especially with, they just canceled the, like, I'm still tripping on the NBA. They suspended the NBA.
Bros, I know Hines knows a lot about this too. Bro, we're going to get this podcast growing. Man. I need to get you on already. But so from a financial perspective, when the market drops, people panic like fuck. They don't know what to do. They want to pull their money out before they lose everything in their 401ks, all that shit. But if you're in the FIRE community, which me and Tala are, or if you know anything about investing, this is like the time that we love. This is like a fire sale on everything. Imagine if you're buying your Facebook stocks or Amazon stocks for I don't know how much the shares are right now. Let's say it's just $100 a share, right? When they dip as low as they are and it will go lower, you'll probably buy them for $1 a share, maybe, you know, and then it's just going to skyrocket back up over the years, and then that's just how, you know, the stock market works, you know.
But you also listen to Kiyosaki, though, too, yeah? Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's the thing. I started with Kiyosaki, and I got what his real estate things and how he doesn't invest anything in the stock market or anything. But when I found the FIRE community, they use both of real estate and it's called low. Warren Buffett, right? Warren Buffett. So and the Bogles, Bogleheads, whatever.
Oh, okay.
That's his partner, whatever, Bogle. He's an old dude. So he invests solely in, index funds. You know, that's his main thing. And low-cost index funds are the way to go. I mean, they're just, it's hard to explain, but they're they're like FANG. Say you got FANG, right? So low-cost index funds are basically FANG, plus a whole bunch more bundled up in one for the lowest fees. Because what people don't know is you're getting charged every time you, from these stocks. There's a certain fee. But what low index funds does is they give you all the best of the best for the lowest amount of fees. And that's how you get the best, you know, rates out of and deals out of the stocks.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah, for sure.
Anyways, yeah, we'll talk more about hell that. Yeah. You know, in our podcast, because, you know, it's more for advanced. So the Growing Samoan podcast is a financial education podcast to get people learning, to get you, you know, your foot in the door. But once I get to like seasons 2, 3, 4, you know what I'm saying? Then I'll start getting more yep. into the advanced, you know, stuff.
Yeah, because I've been listening to Choose Fi a lot, you know, the podcast. My only problem is,
oh yeah,
that's I need to get with you and right Tyler there, so man. I can understand yeah. more of what's being said. But it's cool though, you know. I'm just listening yeah. in, hearing what they say, and I'm like, all right, when I get with Henry and Tyler, yeah. I'll start to understand what I'm really listening to. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, same here, bro. I'm still lost. Like, you know that saying, like, you're still learning. Every day you're learning, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm not lost, completely lost, but that's why I started the Growing Samoan podcast.
Yeah.
So I can start people off the right way.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's get your shit together first. let's get just mean, like how me and Tyler got our shit together first.
Dope. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, thanks to your podcast, steps, you know what I'm saying?
Made me even think about yeah. it. Made me aware, you know? Made me even want to care about that, so
yeah,
that there was like, you know, that was that first step.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the goal. That's
that
just
first day, that getting there. So now I'm there. Mm-hmm. All I gotta do is learn it, do it. You know.
So you're doing it right now,
I mean, that's my best way of learning, man. I have no fucking fear of failure. But for me to like learn shit, I gotta do it. Even if I'm doing it wrong, like, oh shit, okay, that's not how I do it. I'm gonna do it this way this time, and let me ask this fool I talked to. Yeah. You know, get advice and just keep on going, man.
So going back from the financial perspective to the coronavirus that's affecting us right now, me and Tala, because that's all we talk about is money, good and bad. And her coworkers, they're fucking tight too. So we were talking about the coronavirus in our household, and she was like, yeah, we're happy right now because it's a dip and we're trying to put as much as we can in the dip, right? But not only that, is that the real estate market is dipping too. So when the dip starts going back up, us being here in Washington State, Seattle, since we got hit first with the coronavirus, we'll be the first ones out.
That's a good point.
Because it's like any flu, you know what I'm saying? Or any virus. You're going to get sick first, but we're going to heal first. So when that fucking market starts going back up, you best believe everybody here in Washington State's going to be ready to start buying shit. You know what I'm saying? That's from a financial perspective. Whether it's stocks or real estate, it's going to be like
20%.
The market is down right now. But if you know Heinz, like anybody else, it's going to climb back up. It's going to climb back up.
Yeah, later.
You know, eventually, later down the road. Like the you know, same, the just same like what happened in 08.
Doctor on Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
That he was explaining, like, you know, I think some people think this might be just a 2-day blizzard. This might be a whole season. This might be a season of some shit to come.
Uh-huh.
So, like, because especially, like, if you imagine, like, they were saying, imagine, so how long is school closed for? Like, for both of you guys' kids?
Well, the first one is supposed to be 2 weeks because they're saying the whole, it takes 14 days to clear.
Yeah.
So that was the last time I heard it. And that was like 3 days ago. I don't know what it is now. So, dude,
imagine if that gets extended to no more school for the year.
I have no idea, and then, bro. But it's close.
Yeah. Well, I know Puyallup suspended all extracurricular activities.
Wow.
So sports, everything, done. You go to school for now, and you go home.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
So I'm just saying, really going to – I keep going back to the NBA thing. This is really – like, I can't help but think of all the workers because, like – man, my roommate used to valet for Sonics games when we used to have an NBA team. I just couldn't imagine just like, yeah, you can't work for the next month, bro. It's like, what?
Yep.
Like, and like, especially if you need those checks coming in, like if you need that money. And even you, Law, like Jim, like these shows are important.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
These shows are crucial. Like, so.
Yeah, man, the club. Like,
so, like this is just. Yeah, so like if the stock market is getting dropped,
bro, we're all
like,
getting hit. Bro.
The worst hasn't even started yet. Man. My thing is like, dude, what really happens if you have millions of people that haven't been to work in like a month, 2 months, a month and a half, whatever, 3 months. So, yeah.
Well, we've seen it already in China. It's happened. It's happened in China. And you know what they did? They forced their workers back to work because their economy was going to shit.
On top of everything that's going on. Yeah. So now think of all the businesses that need shit from China that haven't been able to get that stuff for the last 3 months now. So, dude, everybody. And what pisses me off, too, about Trump, too, is the fact that we still have tariffs on China. It's like, dude, if there's a time to lift these tariffs, might be probably now where people start needing some help, you know, on the financial side. But So I don't know. So that's why I say be careful if you're buying stuff. You might want to keep what they call it dry powder, you know. You might want to keep some dry powder on the sideline and kind of and watch the stocks, because I feel like it's not over yet. And it's going to get worse before it climbs back up. So that's just my two cents. I just wanted to add that as far as kind of trying to put all this stuff together. So.
Yeah, people, don't throw your life savings into stocks right now because it's the low. Put whatever you can in there, just whatever you want, but don't fuck up your emergency savings. Yeah, you got to be prepared for the long haul. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're trying to get at, man. You got to be prepared for the long haul. Like for me and my wife, we invest in low-cost index funds, and it's just one rate that comes out of our, you know, our paycheck. And it's that we keep it that rate, you know. We might bump it up when it gets low, low, low. But other than that, we're not touching any other funds that'll fuck up, you know, our you know,
what,
our home.
What broker taking care of us? Like,
you know, our bills and shit. Like that. But anyway,
is it like Charles? Oh, okay.
Vanguard. Vanguard.
I have the Robinhood app. Oh, okay.
It's Fidelity basically okay. I have
the Robinhood app.
Fidelity
lately, so I'm looking to like fuck. I need to change my shit over. So
because
they froze on a couple days that the market was open, and I'm like, dude, I need to like switch my shit over.
Well, bro, when we hook up, bro, when we hook up, because I know you like investing in individual stocks. But I'm telling you, bro.
No, bro, I just started watching the market.
You probably know way
like
more than I do.
Ago, so
you know,
like a year and a half ago. Yeah, I didn't either.
What the market was 3 years ago.
Yeah, no,
I thought a market was like a fucking stuff, supermarket. So, you know,
like I said, not too long ago.
Low cost index funds. You guys ever watch fucking what's that Amazon Prime show? Jack Ryan. There's this part on season 2 where he goes, "What's the secret, man? Come on, tell us." Yeah. And Jack Ryan says, "You know, I just invest in low cost index funds." Dude, our community blows that shit up, like that That's episode hilarious. Up. Like, oh fuck, even these guys get it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's all it is. Low cost index funds, man. And it's basically through our 401ks. And if you want to open up another, you know, outside account, Roth IRA, we got a Vanguard. Gotcha. And then my work has Fidelity through my 401k. But other than that, money-wise, the market's good because of the coronavirus. Health-wise, we do keto, people. I've been doing keto for my first week, and I love it. And, you know, we're talking about health, staying healthy. Before we end, we're going to talk about some keto and how it can help you out, how it's been helping us out, you know what I'm saying? And our Polynesian Samoan community, there's hella people already on keto. They look at me like I'm late. I'll be telling them, you're on keto? They're like, oh. They look at me like, oh.
No, but the thing is, there's a lot of, hey, but no, here, I'll give you this. There's a lot of people that started and a lot of people that just quit, you know what I mean? So, so it's, whether you start or it's not how you start, how you finish. So, you know what I mean? It's, that's why I'm proud of you guys. I'm proud of you guys for keeping it on. Because it's not hard, especially if you're used to eating the certain way for 30 years, for 40 years, for just however, you know, and to completely change over and shock your body and do some things that you're not used to. Yeah, when you're in, it's hard. It's really hard, and a lot of it tends to be a mental game. So,
oh yeah, it's all mental,
dude. It really is. But once you get past it, and once you, like, I got excited. I'll just use you, Law, as an example. Once I got excited when you were texting me about, is it like you were asking, is it strange or is it normal to not be as hungry as I used to be? And I was just like, dude, you got it. Like, you know what it's like now. Like, that's, and to me, I was like, no, that's not strange. That's actually very normal. And it's very weird. And it's such a weird thing because you're just so used to being hungry all the time. And then the other times, Law, you text me like, wait, I think I was either tweeting or messaging about my fasts that I was doing. And you were like, wait, you were asking, aren't we supposed to eat 3 meals a day? And I was like, not really. If you think about it, you're not really supposed to eat if you're not hungry. But we as Samoans, as Polynesians, we eat when we're bored. We eat when we're tired. We eat when we're...
Well, it's not only that. You're also taught to eat 3 square meals a day because your body needs that energy to be, you know, that fuel. So, you know, whether you're hungry or not, that was always the proper way, even, you know, with my kids. I'm like, oh, it's lunch. Come on, sit down. You gotta eat this. Eat it all, you know?
But at the end of the day, it's like, man, we survived as humans on this planet for thousands of years, and that wasn't always the case. But now, in the day and age of, and that goes back to you not trusting media and not trusting some news, because a lot of these things, the news has been telling us, the media has been telling us, commercials have been telling us, corporations have been telling us, you need to eat. Well, of course they want us to eat because they want us to keep spending money on those foods, you know? So my thing is, I feel like a lot of the breakfast corporations are worried nowadays, especially if you're like in cereal and stuff like that. And, things of that nature, because if more and more people start skipping breakfast, then less people are going to buy those breakfast products. So,
hey, oh, go ahead.
You know what I was just talking about to Tala before I came out? We were talking about the coronavirus. And I said, you know, this has a lot to do with keto. I said, all these fucking older generations that are just greedy and feeding us this bullshit and killing us. I said, I think it's Mother Nature wiping these motherfuckers out. Say, you know what? It's the 70-plus-year-olds that started all these lies. Mother Nature's like, you know what? This other generation, they get it. We're just going to wipe you
fuckers out. That is a crazy
out.
Way to think about
them.
It. You're right.
And, you know, we're going to start
those older generations from the 40s, 50s, 60s. Yeah, they fucked us up, man. Those corporation, the baby the corporate boomers guys shit, that were really in charge of a lot of shaping a lot of this advertising and things. Dude, it's crazy to look at how much is in our belief system, like 3 meals a day, you know, and like things like that is such a breakfast is the most important meal of the day. How about that one?
Hey, you know what's hella
like,
fucked
yes,
up?
It is. I just
think about it now.
I know, right?
PM, but anyways,
what's that?
Now that you're on keto, right? You ever look at how fucked up that is?
Yeah.
That they made us believe that eating fucking Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes
them,
and was a good breakfast. Yeah. Like, I mean, think about it, man. That's just a bowl of sugar and milk.
Right? Yes.
I mean, it tastes hella good.
It's one of my favorite. Cereal is one of my favorite.
But I'm saying they only created that because kids.
Not only that, just how they brainwashed all of us to believe that sugar is the best thing in the world. It's sweet and tastes good.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar is fucking poison.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's poison. I mean, and it's just sad that we were just
talking. Yeah, and
that,
you know what?
Oh, no, it's the
and,
best
and
thing.
In its
like,
natural
fuck
state,
you. This
there's
is
no
poison.
Way you can consume that much.
Yep.
In you know
fruit,
what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's
like
impossible.
If you were to only eat fruit, and even fruit today is 10 times sweeter than fruit 100 years ago. You know what I mean? They've modified the fruit to enhance as much sugar in it as much as possible. But back to your point, you're right, because we can't, even if you were to only eat fruit, even the sweet-ass fruit that we have today,
You can't consume that much sugar as you can if I was to just start eating out of a bag of
like 10 bananas. Yeah, you're not going to eat 10 bananas. But man, you have one, you know, you have one just like, or two candy bars, and then boom, you just reached the same amount of sugar. Yet, sure, you have one fucking soda sometimes. Like, that might be enough, as that might be like 7 bananas right there, 8 bananas. So, like you're saying, you kill one soda in like half an hour, no problem. It'll take you like 2 hours to kill 7 bananas or something like that, you know, just as a just to use that as an example or whatever.
How the fuck do you guys think our grandchildren are going to look in our history books and be like,
this is the age.
You see how we look at 19 fucking 18? They're going to look at our time the same fucking way. They're going to be like, you guys are so primitive. How were you guys not prepared for the coronavirus to hit? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or not only that.
Yeah.
Like, no, but like, you know, what's also great. We also live in now that we know what we're doing, we're at an actual decent age where we could really change the project, our future. This, we're at an age where we could really affect our future for the good. So had we continued eating the same way and living a similar lifestyle the same way we were moving forward without doing any changes of diet or whatever, or, you know, working out or whatever it is that we're trying to do to better ourselves, I have a feeling we would all have premature deaths easily written on our, you know, on our futures. But now that we're starting to make changes little by little, learning more, experiencing more, sharing information using the internet, dude, we might be here a lot longer now and are able to control a lot more things than our, even one generation up, even more than our parents, you know what I mean? So I look at it like, man, we still got a lot of time to do a lot of stuff. And that's why I'm a big proponent of doing keto and just, you know, because if it could help keep us all alive 5 years more, 10 years more, 20 years more, I'm all for it, you know, so.
I think I look at keto like I look at any other.
It really is. It's a life hack. Yep, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? It's a life hack.
I agree because – it's all about like what and why
straight up.
I think it's like is because there's a lot of stuff we could still enjoy. You know, a lot of times when you're on a diet, it's so restrictive. It's terrible. It's miserable. You drive yourself crazy, but there's so many things that we can still eat that are a bomb, that are amazing, that are still that it's worth living life to taste a lot of these things like steak and bacon and cheese or whatever. So, but at the same time, we're still able to lower our blood pressure, lower your inflammation, all the things that come on the second hand from doing this. So yeah, man, I agree. That's a great way to put it. Life hack. Now, since you guys have been doing it, is there any other
life hack?
Are there any other things besides what we talked about that you've noticed that have gotten better with your health due to just do it? Now, I know you've only done keto maybe a couple weeks now, Hen, but what about you, Law? Like, have you seen anything else?
I mean, I attribute it to the weight loss, but waking up in the morning has been a whole different game,
dude,
man.
That's dope.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the joint pains aren't as bad as it used to be. Like I said, it's probably the weight loss.
But, it's all connected, though. Yeah, nice. For sure.
Yeah, I can get up, and I'm just kind of like, oh, man, usually I'm sit up in bed. Fuck. I'm, like, literally warming up my ankles and my knees. You know, I still feel it, you know, real cold days, but it's easier now.
Gout.
You know what I'm saying?
Gout check. Have you ever gotten gout in the last week since you?
Nice. Still no gout, bro. And I'm loving it. Like, I don't even think about it anymore. Usually it's like, oh. You know, my toes a little tight. Oh shit!
What would cause it before? What types of stuff?
Nice
dehydration and just because I don't drink on a regular no more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably catch a light buzz twice a year.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, so It's all what I'm eating and being dehydrated. Oh, so
would there be certain foods that would trigger it?
For me, it's like it's beef, man.
Okay, yep.
More than pork. I don't know why. Yep. But I can go eat crab all day long. I don't get it. Mussels, I don't get it. But I fuck around with some short ribs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And my barbecues, this is a short rib all day.
Oh, yeah.
I'll eat those just nonstop. And if I'm dehydrated, you know.
Those are so keto, too. Over. Have you had short ribs since you started, by the way? Oh, wait, yeah. It was keto. Barbecue the other day, didn't you?
Hell yeah.
Oh, so shit. You went Korean barbecue, had short ribs, and still didn't get gout.
Yeah.
That's gangster right there.
That's what's tripping me out big time. I'm like, I can't believe this shit, man.
I think the people need to hear this, and I love it that you guys have the podcast, because this is the shit that can help us survive through
life hacks,
epidemics. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Is taking care of our health and life hacks and keto. I think keto, like you said in a lot of your podcasts, keto, the ketogenic diet, that's what we're talking about, peoples, is perfect for our Polynesians. You know, our
Poly podcast.
Hashtag Poly podcast. You know, I'm about to go to sleep, guys. It's already fucking past my bedtime.
We're just rambling, man.
We did this for you guys, you peoples, the Corona peoples. That's why we did this podcast, man. We just had to put it out there, you know, before we go. Man, you guys close it out, man. Whatever you guys want to say, man. I'm gonna just fucking post this shit. Because there's a lot of information on here, I think, that can help out people. Because health,
man, wealth, health is important.
That's what
we're talking about, right, fellas? And facts, you know, and truth and science, all those things are important. And we live in a day and age where sometimes we get away from a lot of those things. But, man, truth, facts, science, it's real. So, you know, so just let's try to stick with facts and the truth.
It's real.
And science.
And the force.
Fuck yeah.
Use the force.
Law.
That's some shit some Luke Skywalker would say.
Yes. Yeah, right? Your science. Use it. Your science is no match for the power of the dark side.
Use it for the light.
All right, but anyway, hey, fellas, thank you so much. This was badass. I love it. We need to do more.
Yes, sir. This is
man.
Yeah, this is an emergency podcast.
This is.
I don't know, right? Like, I was like, dude, we need to record tonight.
We're just throwing it out there, bro.
No, yeah,
we need to save the world.
Man,
fuck yeah, that's what we did, people. Twitter, we did it for y'all.
I'll send people to this.
Yeah, this is the shit, man. Poly podcast. And hey, I was gonna ask you if Timo.
Hell yeah,
some more people. We could do a fucking with Timo too. I was like, damn, I was thinking about her.
Yeah,
well, she's in Australia.
Oh,
and I was like,
that's a different time zone. So Thursday,
we would have
there,
to work.
So,
oh no, that's like a 24-hour difference, right?
Yeah, it's Thursday over there right now. So we're recording right now on a Wednesday night, and yeah, it's Thursday. So, yep, it's tricky. It's tricky.
So, So she's going to hear this the day before.
What have you on the next one, Timo?
No, she's ahead of us. Oh, yeah. So you're right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, check it out, man. I thought of a good theme song when we
there
record.
Go.
Want to hear it?
Okay, go ahead.
All right,
yeah,
here we go.
End it off with that long.
We're the three best friends that anyone can have. We're the three best friends that anyone can have.
What the hell? I got it.
If y'all don't know what movie that's from, y'all don't know movies, man.
Hold on. Hold on.
Is that a... All were right, they in Vegas?
I'm going to have to fucking dig
deep
in the movie crate.
Come on, I can't think of it.
Come on, man. We're the three best friends that anyone can have.
Hold on. He's talking about
anyone can have.
Thing.
Hold on.
Hangover.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, man.
They have Hangover.
That's what I was like. Yeah,
Hangover.
Yeah.
I was about to say they have three parts.
Yeah.
Shit.
All right. Was
shit. All right, y'all. So, yeah, thanks for tuning in. Shit. I love you guys. Law for Tui from the Focus on the Road podcast.
FT and Keto Island Boys. FT podcast, Keto Island Boys.
And this is Henry Willie, DJ Hen from the Growing Samoa, and we are
Gavin. I'm gone. Anyway,
we are the three best friends.